Okay, hi everybody. Those of you that are not here, we miss you. Those of you that are here, we just had a great little conversation about catching up about where everybody is. I'm sorry that didn't get recorded. I was so involved in listening, I forgot to turn on the recording. But this is Kim McLaughlin, and this is week number 7 of our 8-week series of emotional eating solutions. And this week is a super big one. Because it's on body image, weight, self-worth, how we kind of wrap that all up together. And I just want to put this, what we were talking about just a little earlier is how we were all looking at emotions or problems that we're having in our lives and cleaning up those emotions, cleaning up those problems, so then it doesn't show up in terms of overeating. And this part is very... the part about body image and weight and self-worth is very insidious. I think that might be the right word. But it's one of those things that can be kind of under the radar. We have just accepted it. And everybody, I'm here to say, let's kind of really look at it for ourselves. And even as I was, and I've been doing this work for a while, as I was looking at ideas on what to talk to today, there were some things I learned today about some different ways to handle body image, weight, and self-worth. So let's just go into it because it's important. So the thing is that with the body image is that you guys all know this, that there's really an unrealistic pressure to be thin, and that's in the fashion, in the media, in all the beauty magazines. Also, my experience, and I don't know about for you all, but there's also this expectation within a family that, you know, I was the one in the family that was identified as being overweight, so I was that problem. You know, there were lots of other people who had lots of other problems, but mine's the one you could see because, as I told you, when we first started, my weight gain happened around age 7, age 8, and you could see it. I mean, you could see it clearly in the pictures, and so the family pressure on me to be thin was huge. And I suspect even on my parents possibly, that they feel pressure from the outside world that their kid wasn't, you know, kind of this, I wasn't an abnormal for size. It was just I was larger than everybody wanted. So what we know is that studies have shown that the more you focus on your body and kind of what's wrong with it, the worse you feel about yourself. So the more you focus on your body and say, say mean things about it, you feel worse about it. I got this term. I never heard it before. It's called body torture. Mm-hmm. It's the idea that we torture ourselves about our body. We torture ourselves about how we look. And, you know, can we all say that we can walk past? I can't say that I can walk past the mirror and just totally look at myself and go, wow, you look super great, Kim. I can't always do that. There are some days I can do it, but it's not all the time. And I would love to have it where I could look at myself and just go, wow, you look super cute. I don't know if any of you have ever noticed, but little kids love to look at themselves in mirrors. And they just love that reflection, and they love how cute they are. My daughter loves to spend time, and she's little, and she just loves how she looks in the mirror. And she looks at herself. She looks at her expression. She looks at her body, and she just thinks she's super great. And I see other kids doing that, too. So something happens as we grow up that we then torture ourselves and say that we're not okay based on how we look. So in terms of body image, is that partly what happens is partly, you know, I talk about all the puzzle pieces that go into us gaining weight and having issues with food. And one of those puzzle pieces is about body image. And I think one of the ways that we got here being adults and having weight issues is by having body image issues and saying things about our bodies about how we don't like ourselves and how we don't like what we look like. And so that is a piece of what goes on. And so when we hate our bodies, and I have heard people tell me in my office, like, Kim, I hate my body, I hate how I look, that anytime we say that, I don't like how I look, I'm not good enough in the way I look, we're really taking a negative view on who we are, and we're basically saying, who I am is this body on the outside. And we're kind of equating who we are with what our bodies look like or what we think they should look like. And then we demean ourselves and say, I'm not okay based on what my body looks like. And I think that that's a shame. And I think that that is completely untrue. It's untrue that we are what is this outside of us. You know, I am kind and sweet and nice and loving. You know, it isn't about how large my thighs are, or how big my waist is, or my bra size, or whatever. That's not who I am. It's not even how my face looks. It's who I am on the inside, and I think that's what we have to really begin to imagine. Who we are is not on the outside. The problem is what we look at is on the outside, and what people focus on is on the outside. So what happens is the more we focus on the outside, the more we start saying what's bad about ourselves, and we start putting off our life. We start putting off doing things and being the way we want to be because we're focused so much on I'm not good enough the way I look. I'm not going to be okay. So here are some of the statements people tend to make and kind of see which ones you fall into. You know, I'll buy those cute clothes when I lose weight. I'll buy those pants when I lose weight. I'll buy shorts when I lose weight. I'll buy a smaller size of clothes for myself so that I have an incentive to lose weight. That's a big one. Like, I don't know if you know, I used to do that a lot where I'd buy a smaller size, like, oh, I'm losing weight. I'll fit into it then. Well, you know what? That never happened. And then I would beat myself up that I had this smaller size and that I couldn't reach it. And that, to me, is never an incentive, buying a smaller size. Or the other thing, I'll go out and swim when I look good. I have people that I'm working with right now that talk a lot about wanting to swim this summer or wanting to go on vacation, and they're not feeling comfortable doing that because of the way that they look. So we can tend to deprive ourselves of the goodness, you know, of the things that we want to do, have, or partake in, because we're kind of like punishing ourselves for our body, for the way our body looks. We're punishing ourselves for how we look on the outside. And what I think of is I actually think the way to curing all this is to do the opposite, and that's actually to love how we are right now and to move beyond that shaming of I'm not okay. Because that shaming keeps you stuck. And I think loving ourselves and just saying, I'm okay the way I am. I'm okay the way I am. I'm okay the way I am. That helps us move forward to move into who we want to be. Because we're looking at having that forward momentum. So what you guys might be thinking is, well, Kim, you know, how can I be okay with where I am? And I think I've said this before, is, you know, I'll never lose weight if I'm okay with who I am. The way I am. And I hope your takeaway is you cannot shame yourself thin. You cannot shame yourself thin. You cannot tell yourself how bad you are in order to make yourself lose weight. It doesn't work that way. And what I find is actually that shame is part of that cycle of diet, binge, shame. Then you diet, then you binge, then you shame yourself. So what we're looking for is respecting our body and making peace with how we are and the shape it is and not being caught up in the size on the scale or the size of the clothes and just being okay with where we are because it just is where you are. And you're actually, you know, if you look at mindfulness, that's a piece of what mindful is. We talked about that last week, is really being centered in your body. It's where it is right now. Is being mindful. And remember, mindfulness leads us to eating in a way that nourishes our body. And it also, by being more in touch with our body, more mindful, is that we're going to be more attracted to the healthy foods, the foods that fit for us, and also more attracted towards exercise. Because when we're really mad at ourselves about how we look, we don't tend to want to exercise or get into some kind of movement. So what can happen is that this idea that I'm putting out there about respecting your body, it can be really tough for us because we've had years and years and years of people telling us how bad we look and us feeling bad, and then what we've done is we've internalized it. We have internalized it that it's true. And I think everybody, all you guys and me and everybody else has always said, well, but, you know, when I say that I'm fat, well, it's true. Well, but also you're kind and sweet and loving and caring. And what's the definition of fat? I mean, seriously, like what is that definition and how is it valuable to point out? Also, your shoe, you know, your feet are, I'm looking at my feet, you know, also another, my feet are a size 7.5, you know, I wear a size medium, I'm, you know, I've got glasses on right now. Those are other two things, but how about I focus on that rather than focusing on the size of my body? It's a different way to think about yourself, and what we're moving towards is respect. And I think of it like as a way that you treat a child. And you would never say to a child that they're fat, or I wouldn't. And this idea that as we, what we do, loving things we do to children is we feed them nourishing food, we make sure they get plenty of sleep, we take them out to exercise and move their bodies, and we make sure that the clothes they have fit, are comfortable, not too big, not too small. And that's what we want to move into is that idea of how would I treat myself if I was a child, if I was kind of the younger person that I was taking care of, what would I do? I wouldn't shame them about their body. I wouldn't say that they were bad because of how they look. I would say, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're great, let's go out and take a walk. So I think there's some things to think about in terms of how do we go about respecting our body. And partly we've been talking about this all along, all the 7 weeks we've been together, is one of the things is your body deserves to be fed. It deserves food. And that means not starving yourself and eating foods that celebrate your body, that that lead you to where you want to go. So your body deserves to be fed. That's one way of respecting your body. And your body deserves to be treated with respect. I mean, saying nice things about it. You know, I love how my body moves in space. I love that my body got me to work today. I love that my body allows me to talk on the phone. I love whatever it is. But my body deserves to be treated with respect by myself and by others, actually. Two ways to look at it, by myself and by others. And that means if somebody is talking about my body in a way that is shaming and demeaning, I call them out on it. I walk away. I do something about it because I don't deserve to be treated that way. And my body also deserves to be dressed comfortably in clothing that I like. And what we can often do is kind of put ourselves down. That's not quite the right thing, but treat ourselves in a way that is not very nice. I don't know how better to say it. But we dress in clothes that are maybe too small or maybe a little too large or ugly because we don't deserve to have clothes that fit right now because we've either gained weight or haven't lost enough weight. I have people that I work with that have actually lost weight, and they don't buy the next size down because they're still losing and they don't believe they deserve to get new clothes. And the clothes are too baggy. They're too big. There are other people that I see that are dressing in clothes that are a little too small. They're, you know, it just doesn't fit right. Or they're wearing clothes that are kind of hiding kind of clothes because they don't want anybody to see how they are. We can tend to do that with black. We can tend to do that with clothes that are large, kind of to cover ourselves. And so my body deserves to be dressed comfortably and in clothing that I like. Another way of respecting our body is my body deserves to move in a way that's fun for me. And that doesn't necessarily mean running a marathon. It doesn't mean, it means what's fun for you, and it doesn't necessarily mean what you used to do. So if you used to go run a marathon or lift weights or do some kind of intensive fitness, And if that's not what you want to do right now, but you just would love to take a walk around a lake or a walk down the street, your body deserves to move in the way that fits for you at this moment. Not in the way you used to do, but my body deserves to move in a way that fits for me right now. And also, lastly, my body deserves to be touched in a way that I want it to be touched. And that's about, you know, kind of allowing yourself to have touch with people that are kind and caring people, getting a massage so that your body feels worked out. And so it's really knowing that my body, sometimes some people that have eating issues and body image issues have had history of trauma and trauma about being touched in a way that wasn't appropriate. And one of the things we want to move into is respecting our body and saying no. No to touch that isn't fulfilling for us. So that's about respect. Those are kind of, I think, the tenets of respecting our body. So the other thing I want to really get into a little bit more is clothing. And I really want you to think about, this. And I haven't thought about, I haven't thought of this as consciously as when I put this talk together for today, is this was the one that caught me off guard. It's like, how do your clothes fit? And really consider your, for women, your underwear and your bra. Do they fit? Are they too big? Are they too small? Do they fit? Are they uncomfortable? What happens is that if our clothes don't fit, especially if our undergarments don't fit properly, they're really a constant reminder that we're not at the weight we want to be. I know sometimes we women will wear bras that are a little too small, and, you know, you kind of have to pull and grab and make sure everything kind of fits. And it's uncomfortable, and it's a constant reminder. I remember I used to wear pants that were too small. I mean, I would gain weight, and my pants are too small. And I don't know about any of you, but those pants, I would wear them unzipped, unbuttoned, unzipped in the long shirt, and I would hide it. But I knew I had it unbuttoned, unzipped, and I felt ashamed of it, that my clothes didn't fit. But I didn't want to buy new clothes because I don't deserve it. You hear the shaming? I don't deserve clothes that fit because I need to punish myself that I gained weight. And I did that a lot. So just consider, is that something in your closet, clothes that don't fit? And so do you wear clothes that you want to wear? This is another thing I hadn't thought of, but that, you know, if you like to wear suits or slacks or blazers, are you wearing those? Are those the clothes that you really feel great in? Do you like to wear jeans? And one way of respecting ourselves is to dress in a way that fits for us physically and emotionally, like makes us really feel good. I always call it, are you wearing cute clothes? That's kind of the best way I have to put it, like, I feel cute. I mean, I look at myself today, and, like, I feel cute. And my thing these past couple of years has been, for feeling cute, it's about putting on jewelry. So every day I put on jewelry. And it's rarely a day I won't, even on a day that's kind of just a kick-around day, because that makes me feel cute. And that's what I look for myself. And so find what you need and want for you to feel comfortable in your body. And notice if you're settling. Notice if you're settling on clothes that don't fit, aren't the right style. And think about what you can do about it. I don't know if I said to you guys before, I talk about it often, is there's a client that I see who talks about going to resale shops, clothing resale shops. And so when she's in between sizes, if she's gained weight or lost weight, she will go buy clothes there that are inexpensive but nice. And so it's not like, it's one of those retails that are kind of like not necessarily higher end, but more middle end kind of ones. And I thought that was a great win, because she would buy clothes that are cute and not spend a lot of money on them, but that she would buy things that fit her, and that's really important. So consider that. So, you know, now I'm talking about what not to do. Now let's talk about what to do. What to do, what to do, what to do. Kind of how can we move into the positive? And one of the ways to move into body respect, respecting your body is to change your body assessment tools. And how do you know if your body is a certain size? One would be is we do the scale. And you guys know I've talked about this before multiple times, is that I'm a proponent of get rid of the scale. I'm not saying get rid of it for forever, but every day looking at it, we feel really shaming and defeating because it often isn't enough of a loss. The other thing I hadn't thought of, is, and I used to do this a lot, is having a smaller size clothes in my closet that I try on every day. I used to do this a lot where I would, but now I don't own smaller clothing, so I can't do it anymore. But I used to have smaller clothing in my closet that I would try on every day or so to know if I'm losing weight, to see if they fit. And it, I really felt shamed because it was not fitting. They were just not fitting the way I wanted them to, and it wasn't working. So what I recommend for how you assess your body is where, how do your clothes fit right now? With the undergarments, with the bra, with the pants, with the top, how are they fitting as your way of telling if you're gaining a little weight or losing it, or that can be your measurement. And it's a more easy measurement because, like, if your clothes are getting a little tight, we're talking about being more conscious, then go, I put on a little, what's going on? Am I water weight? I mean, is it water? Have I been eating a little bit more? Am I having more emotions coming up that I'm eating more? I haven't been exercising. What's going on, and what can I? And then that'll help you then go in a direction to figure out what you can do about it. Another thing, this is one I hadn't thought of. Another thing to do is to quit checking out who's the largest in the room. Is to give up that idea of comparison. Am I the biggest person in the room? Is somebody else bigger than me? And it's really demeaning to yourself. And I did it, so please, I'm not calling out anybody. I'm saying these are the things that I used to do. And it leads to body envy, and it's really comparing everybody's outsides, and everybody loses in that situation. It diminishes you, and it diminishes the other people. So I would say one thing to move towards body respect is to not check out anybody's body and not compare their size to your size. You're not any less than anybody else based on whether you're bigger than them or smaller than them. And the other piece of that is to give up listening and talking about the diet that you go on. That's another way of saying, you know, am I as good as everybody else because they're on a diet and they've lost 10 pounds and I haven't lost 10 pounds. I must do it too. We used to do that when I worked in offices. You know, whoever was on the diet and lost the most amount of weight, we all of them would go on that diet because we wanted to catch up. And I did it as much as everybody else. And what I've come to find out is that we're not in competition. I'm not in competition with anybody about size and weight, and that, you know, if they've lost weight, I can be happy for them, but I'm not going to engage in diet talking or fat bashing. Because we don't know when other people are whatever size or losing weight, we have no idea really how they're doing it. They could be starving themselves. It could be just their genetics. It could be because they're doing some bulimic kind of behavior. And so you just don't know. And so let's give up talking about the diet and checking out everybody else and comparing who's losing the most or who's not, or I haven't, so I'm not as good as them. Another way to have body respect is to not compromise for a special day. And this is really, really hard. I'm seeing quite a few people right now who are getting ready to get married, and they want to lose weight, and they're noticing that they're heads are really getting out of control about not losing enough weight. And they're really kind of beating themselves up and having more emotions come up because they're seeing that they're not losing the weight that they think they should in order to be ready for the wedding or the reunion or whatever. Right now it's a lot of wedding season. So what I say is eat in a way that nourishes you. Get back to the basics if there's that special day coming up. eat in the way that nourishes your body, do things that take care of yourself, and get clothes that look really cute and super stylish, and focus on being the best you at whatever that event might be. Be the best you that you can be there. And what can happen is, you guys know this, is that people will lose weight for whatever that special event is and then immediately gain it back. And that we see a lot with people, with women especially, who lose weight for a wedding, is that they'll lose weight, and then have these pictures where they're really thin, and then they start to gain weight back. And then every time they look back at their wedding pictures, it's a little shaming, because like, oh, that's when I was thin. Oh, that was before kids. I'll never be that way again. And it can be another way of shaming ourselves, is that we kind of pushed it too far. So really consider not compromising yourself, and no matter if there's a special day coming or what. Another one is to stop body bashing, and that's body bashing yourself. So that would be putting down yourself and telling yourself how bad you are. We talked about this earlier, is really noticing if you start to say things to yourself, I hate my stomach, my arms are too big, my thighs are huge, whatever it might be, I'm too jiggly, whatever it is. But noticing if you're saying that to yourself, and find a way to make it stop. First, it makes to notice it, and then find a way to give that up is really, really important. And it really continues to make you go into this idea that I'm not okay with how my body is, I'm not okay with my weight. And it remember, we want to propel ourselves forward, and we propel ourselves forward with positive. We propel ourselves forward with positive. And what's the last? I have a couple more, but I'm not going to go into. Tomorrow I'll go into. So one is not. Here we go. That's what I'll do. Is be realistic. Be realistic about your body. So to have respect for your body is to be realistic about what's going on for it and what works and what doesn't. And I always say, we never know where your body is going to set itself at. And where is it ultimately going to end? I have no idea. And sometimes we try and fight our own genetics. And just notice that I was reading this book where they talked about, you know, trying to do these squat exercises. Oh, my God. So my story is that, let's be realistic. So I go to a gym, and we do a lot of squats. And one of my coaches talks about, you got to do squats that have a perky booty. And she says, let's get the perky booty. And all I can think of is, I have never had a perky booty. Ever. I don't know that my body's ever going to go there. So I just have to just not listen to her when she says that, because I'm not sure, but I can do squats, and I'll do squats, and I'll get more strong and more toned. But there's something possibly in my genetics that just isn't going to happen. It's never happened in my lifetime. So I'm realistic about what can happen, but that doesn't mean I don't do squats, or that doesn't mean that I don't engage in the exercise, but I'm realistic about my expectations that, you know, just because the summer's coming up doesn't mean I have to have my butt look a certain way. And the last thing is, do nice things for your body. Pamper yourself. I took a bath last night. It was so nice. Engage in pampering for yourself, and do things that have smells around you that smell good. Have touches that feel good. Have sights that look good. Feel clothes that feel good on your body and feel sensual or just nice and comfy. And so do nice things for your body is another way to have respect for your body. Anybody have any others that they can think of that if we were going to do respect for our body, anything that you can think of that maybe I should add to my list that I haven't had?
Well, this is Georgiana. I think one of the things, because I was such a huge, you know, bodybuilder and things uh-huh. like that, for me at this state, working out is doing something nice for my body.
Yes.
And not just working out. For me, it's like working out hard. It's yeah. that is for that's but it's for me that way.
Yeah. Right. And so what's great about what you're saying is that you get to decide what that is.
Yeah.
Right? And you get to own it. Like, you see, I didn't hear you say, well, I have to work out to lose weight. I have to work out because I have to, because I have to. You said, it's what I do that's nice for my body. That's a great motivator, because it feels good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Yeah, that is another way. I like that. I don't think I have. So doing something physical, did I not say that? I love that. So that would be another way to respect your body. I'm looking back at my notes. No, but doing something that moves your body in whatever way that might be, yoga, walking around somewhere, but doing something that's physical can be very respectful of your body. Anybody else have anything that I didn't bring up that they can think of about how to respect their bodies?
This is one thing that I heard a long time ago, and this is for folks who are spiritual and or have a certain faith, but, you know, create your body as a temple for God or for your spiritual being. And I know this isn't that, you know, format here, but that, you know, create a temple, a space that's for you, you know.
Yeah.
That's just one I would add, but that you might consider adding.
No, I love that. And it can be, you know, our body, you know, that whatever we believe is our higher purpose, this body is meant to be on this earth to create that higher purpose. And that we have to be as healthy as we can be to be on that higher purpose, whether it's God, Jesus, what, you know, Buddha, whatever, or even, you know, we don't believe in that, but we do believe that we're here to have some calling for ourselves. And the more we, you know, our bodies move ourselves through time and space here. And we have to respect that and create it as being important. I like that one. I'm going to add that, both of those I'm going to add to my list. Because I think it's a spiritual concept, what you're talking about. And that's important.
Right.
To consider.
Right. I like the higher being or your purpose. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I'm writing that one down. I like it. Right. And that's where prayer can come into play with this. Like, if you have a belief, any kind of belief, and just go, you know, that, you know, or even using positive affirmations of my body is a temple. My body is made for good. My body moves easily through space and time. My body is perfect in the way it is right now, and I feel great about myself. Whatever it might be, to kind of own that we're okay just the way we are, and that we're moving into our greater purpose. Those are cool. Thank you. So what I want you guys to think about this next week, we're going into next week, our last week, but I want you to think about, and I'll write this down in our in the email I send out, is how do you disrespect your body? And what does it mean to respect your body? And how can you respect your body? Like, of all these things I've said, you know, what are you going to do to start respecting your body and taking care of it? Very important.
Well, I'm glad.
Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to that one, because as you were talking, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how can I say I'm okay with how my body looks? Because I don't feel that way. And, you know, and actually it's been a recent thing. I started last spring. I looked at my body and I went, and you know, I've been overweight all my life. And sometimes I have body images, sometimes I don't. But lately I've been looking in the mirror and I'm not okay with how I look.
And so I would challenge you to think about how you can be okay with yourself and still want to move forward. We're not calling that you have to be accepting of, you know, that this is the way I have to be for forever. But for today, it's getting me around. It's helping me do my business. It's helping me do all the things I need to do.
Oh.
And as you embrace it more, then you can move into how you can imagine yourself in the future. You move to where you want to go in the future from a positive, not a negative. So just consider that. That you move into the future, into a good future, into that positive future from a positive, not a negative. It doesn't work any other way.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Consider that. And I appreciate your honesty, because you're not the only one.
Right. And I'll remember what you said at one other call. You said, have faith. It'll happen. Have faith.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm having faith.
I love that. True. So, okay, so we're at week 7. I will send out in the email, I won't have time today, I'm going to send it out tomorrow, with the link to the audio. You can listen to it. You can always download it and save it for later. I'm going to be sending out some ideas if anybody's interested in next steps. I'm going to offer this group again starting in a couple weeks. So if you wanted to return to this group, it'll be similar, but a little bit more stuff added, I think. It'll be at the same price you guys came in on. If you guys are maybe interested in a monthly check-in, that's reasonably priced, we could do that. I'm kind of having some ideas, or working with me one-to-one, or you feeling good to go on your own. I'm gonna send out a survey and see, just to kind of, nobody's committed to anything, I'm just getting some ideas together on what might be next steps, because I don't want anybody to feel like I'm dropping you, but I want to just have some next steps that might fit for any of you that are interested. And what we're going to do next week is we're going to talk about wellness plans and maintenance plans. So this will be the time where we're going to wrap it all together, let you have some plans that you can put in place, and I'll send out some writing kind of journaling kind of things where you can have your plan written out, because I think the best way we can keep moving forward is to have our individual plan written out. And that's what we'll work on next week, so that you'll have what you need to move forward. And if you need a little more from me after that, I'll present some ideas and see what, you know, we can kind of see where everybody, what each person individually is interested in. And with that, I need to hang up and get going. If anybody has any more questions, want to take it offline, feel free to email me. I'm way open to questions or wonderings and things like that. So have a great rest of the day, you guys. This was really a fun call. I'm really excited with all the things we've been talking about. So have a great day, and I will talk to you all later. Bye-bye.